Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 2. Delivered from the Bondage of Egyptian Materialism. It's one of the greatest stories ever told, and it's 100% true. A man destined for the throne of the then greatest empire in the world turns his back on that bright career in order to share with Jesus the bearing of his cross. Moses was no dummy. He was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians considerable, and was mighty in words and deeds. He had the equivalent of a dozen doctoral degrees. He is in fact even to this day the most widely read author of all time. His earthly path was strewn with flowers. He was immensely popular as Egypt's crown prince. He had won military victories that endeared him to the nation. And the throne was his. But he had learned about the sacrifice of Christ. True, he lived long before the incarnation of the Son of God, but that sacrifice was made from the foundation of the world, so that Moses could experience a heart appreciation of the agape that led the Son of God to take those 7 steps in condescension in our behalf that led him to the curse of death on a cross for us. Here is a revelation that we need to understand. The world today is full of the treasures in Egypt. Look for example at the shopping malls, internet shopping, the car dealers' showrooms, and the palaces the real estate agents offer you. Many church members esteem those treasures as greater riches than the reproach of Christ. But look at what the agape of Christ did for a fellow human being who by nature was born as selfish and world-loving as we are. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Take a look at that same cross that Moses looked at and you'll find the treasures of today fade into insignificance. Then you'll be delivered from the bondage of Egyptian materialism.